Hello, everybody. Continuing where we left off, the next subsection is Lesson for Our Times, and the author is talking about what does it mean that we have to take very good care of ourselves. Again, mayod, the key word here, very good care. He says, very simply, we have to drive carefully and defensively, have to buckle our seatbelts, we have to observe the safety rules, traffic lights, speed limits. We can't participate in a hunger strike, can't struck. We have to build a border around our roofs. Again, that's a Torah law anyway. But what he's saying is that this is very serious, that all these things about taking care of our body and driving defensively are part of the Torah halakha, Torah law, of being careful with one's body, me'od, very much. And he says that the observance of the basic regulations listed that we just talked about helped define a Jew. That if you were one to reject this, it's really what they're implying is the rejection of Hashem, who created the human body and gave us the quote-unquote user guide, which is contained in the written and the oral law. One goes against that. He's rejecting the Torah. Again, this is a constant idea that the author is saying, is that we should not look at taking care of one's health of outside the halakha. It's very much part of halakha and Jewish law. Again, indeed, the Jew is required to take care of himself at all times. He's not allowed to injure himself in any way. So the rabbis looked upon someone who is lackadaisical about taking care of himself as spurning his creator, referring to someone who eats food which he knows will harm him. Rabbi Avraham ben David of Poscurus accused such a person of committing a criminal act against his body and his soul, because he allowed himself to be led by his cravings to forsake the way of life for the way of death. I think we'll stop there and continue with the next section next time. Thank you so much.